USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump signing an executive order that limits immigration for at least 60 days. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany tells Fox News what the executive order means.
Well, first, I want to emphasize that President Trump approached this in a very smart and measured way. This affects green card holders, not temporary workers. So hotels, for instance, landscapers, these types of jobs will not be affected. But what President Trump has said is this. We're at a time where the American worker must come first.
Wyoming Republican Senator Liz Cheney says replenishing the Paycheck Protection Program should not be a partisan issue. Cheney is focused on supporting the agricultural industry, which is hit especially hard by the coronavirus.
Frankly, the fact that we've had to wait this long now for reinvigorating and refunding the PPP program is just completely unacceptable.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.